The spirit of performance defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the all-electric ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. While what powers their cars may change, the energy that makes Acura never will. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system and up to 313-mile range on a single charge, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is everything they said electric could never be. It was built with the driver in mind, just like Acura has been doing since the beginning. We could talk all day, but the only way to experience this electric performance is to drive it yourself. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
We had a rough one. We did get a CPI number that was too high. Now, I understand these are all against expectations. Jeff and I felt that the economy is very strong, and we would have a hot number. So, I mean, we kind of are troubled by the people who got it wrong and are therefore selling. They are, quite frankly, ill-advised because they're unaware. And, Jeff, what I see when the people who are unaware are in control of both the mic and also the futures, what they do is they flail wildly. And I see a lot of wild flailing.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think if you just look at the day, though, yeah, it was down more than 1% and very early on. And it's still early, but I'm looking at NVIDIA doing a little bit better today. A lot of the stocks that were down yesterday, big year-to-date winners, momentum stocks, are actually holding in okay.
Well, that's good.
NVIDIA,
I mean, they've corrected ahead, and obviously NVIDIA is not hostage to the short rates. I mean, people should think about whether the companies are hostage to short rates or long rates. But the problem, Jeff, is that if you don't know what NVIDIA is, how would you know whether it's hostage or not?
No, of course. I mean, you could look at today, what's down the most today. Utilities, real estate, bad balance sheet companies.
Right. Those are going to be Warner Brothers Discovery.
Those are going to be hit the hardest when rates pop. You got that, the 10-year at 4.5.
Those are the companies that are going to struggle with higher rates because they went stupidly and borrowed a lot of money.
Right. But just because the 10-year goes from 4.4 to 4.5, it doesn't mean Microsoft is slowing down their pace of data center build out.
You can have sell-offs. I mean, I mentioned earlier this morning that Caterpillar just is up 25%. Now, I happen to think Caterpillar has de-cyclicized. That's a Jim Umpleby term. But it's also up 25%. So, you know, I mean, you can see people taking profits. It's also a long day.
No, for sure. I mean, look, we had a 1% pullback last Thursday, right? Things were looking a little bit hairy. And then the jobs report came out and we had a nice rally. So, I mean, look, I think the market is maybe it's struggling right now to find some footing. We do have earnings coming up. That's obviously going to be very important. The biggest, you know, driver of stocks,
I would say, is
earnings.
Jamie Dimon's on record saying, look, it could be 2%, it could be 8%. Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're Jamie, you come out with the 8. Look, Jamie is a person who is, well, let's talk about him for a second.
I think
He's like my age.
I think that's like the risk manager in him,
right? Jamie is saying, I'm not going to blow this bank up. We're not blowing this bank up. And that turned out to be the greatest call. That's why he stole First Republic. He's very calm. My friends who work with him are always amazed that he's just a thoughtful risk manager.
Absolutely. And you have J.P. Morgan Friday, Wells Fargo Friday.
Yeah.
Before that, STZ, Constellation Brands
Wells
tomorrow.
So. You know, let Wells sell off $3 and then you buy it. Charlie's got a great handle.
Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration. Our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.